Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
There are lots of bridges in Minneapolis and St. Paul, but few are as iconic as the James J. Hill Stone Arch Bridge near St. Anthony Falls. Today, it's a walking and biking bridge, but according to David Stevens of Mill City Museum, it was built to carry a much heavier load.
The Stone Arch Bridge was for passenger trains pulled by steam locomotives. It's hard to imagine the trains fitting on there. For one thing, it seems relatively narrow. And between the time when the bridge was built and several decades later, the train cars got bigger. And they actually had to modify the bridge, chiseling away some of the parapet walls on the sides.
The Stone Arch was a working railroad bridge until 1981. What's really remarkable, though, is how it was built.
Using really old techniques that the Romans would have used, most of the stones that were used to build the Stone Arch Bridge were placed by human and horsepower.
So why such an elaborate process when there were simpler ways to build a bridge?
James J. Hill really wanted not just a practical bridge, but he also wanted a sort of a signature bridge that would sort of symbolize him and his railroad. And it really achieved that goal.
MN90 is a co-production of the Minnesota Historical Society and AMPERS, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, online at mn90.org.